dramatic pause. It's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
We're here.
Sound the bell.
Hello.
Here is the good news.
And a midweek edition of
Not necessarily the news.
Live, local, and mildly concerned.
Let's start right out.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened?
Good morning to our Hanksters as we stream live on our Hank Facebook page. Tonight's lead story. Things got even weirder yesterday after our 747 Trump date with the Donald.
How like, is that possible?
Like in,
I don't.
Like anything we could come up with, reality looks at it and says, hold my beer.
Did Hegseth have too many energy drinks and start changing policy again?
As we went towards the 7 o'clock deadline, our time last night against Iran, 90 minutes beforehand, breaking news. And so it looks like a 2-week ceasefire. And it looks like it has been agreed upon, including with Israel, by everybody. There are 10-point proposals and Strait of Hormuz action. Yeah. Looks like that's going to open up. So we'll see. But 2 weeks, and then we'll do this all over again. So.
I don't want to do this.
Well, it's going to be sweeps, you know, for the spring ratings. You really want to. 2 weeks is much better.
You want to time your wars appropriately.
Well, I mean, if there's anybody that would know TV.
MAGA.
There you go.
So Drew Barrymore has the world at her feet with a monster daytime talk show and two beautiful daughters. But is that enough? She recently revealed on her show that her body is downright wrecked from 2 C-sections. She can't wear certain types of pants, saw herself walking down the street, and was very real that sometimes our bodies change as we grow older. Social media doesn't always reflect this, but I digress. She is also candid about going through the change. So she feels so bloated. She feels like a dead fish. On the bright side, rumor has it that Ellen is jealous of her success. And by the way, her body isn't wrecked. She got 2 babies. What else do you want? Come on, Drew. Pull it together. That's your inspo for today.
I'm not saying a word. I'm not saying anything.
Do you want me to adjust the thermometer? Because I can.
Back to war. Thank you. The U.S.-Iran war may, though, cause a raisin shortage.
Oh.
Yes. There also may be a hot cross bun and cinnamon bun shortage as well due to the war in Iran. See, the Strait of Hormuz, their closure and the port delays are drying up the supply of raisins. So bakers are having to make their pastries without raisins. So the U.S., along with Turkey and Iran, are the world's biggest suppliers of raisins. So they predict the war could cut our raisin supply in half.
You know, Fresno is a big spot for raisins.
So there are
maybe
good things
to drill
to this war, it turns out. All right.
Taylor Swift in the throes of wedding planning, which is not easy when you're used to controlling every single detail of your life. But she's still giving a certain aesthetic 248,000 miles from Earth. That's because on the dark side of the moon, where the crew from Artemis 2, they're wearing friendship bracelets from her Eras tour. Yeah, as a matter of fact, NASA following suit and changed their Instagram bio to In Our Moon Era.
Cool. I like the Nutella jar that floated across. Did you see this?
Yeah, so was that really a Nutella jar?
Yeah,
I thought they made it like superimposed it.
They live streamed like hours of them up there, except for the 40 minutes where they were blacked out from the dark side of the moon, which who hadn't been there again?
Too fresh.
Yeah, during that time period, there goes like space-like floating through the air. Just a rando jar of Nutella.
I mean, if I go on vacation for 10 days, I want to bring my Nutella. I mean, it wouldn't make it through TSA, but if it can make it through NASA, good for them.
Some are calling it the greatest product placement in history. And it was not a paid advertisement thing, but Nutella did say, honored to have traveled farther than any spread in history. That's good. Good right there. Hey, our best Ray Stevens. He's recovering after reportedly suffering a broken neck from a fall that happened late last month. So he's still releasing a new album on Friday. It'll be called Favorites and Old and New. So he was briefly hospitalized in Nashville and now recovering at home. So Ray Stevens, 87 years old. Our best to him.
See, the Kit Kat heist of 2026 still has legs. Now, if you do remember, last week, thieves stole 413,793 special edition Formula One Kit Kat bars from a factory in Italy. So they, too, are monetizing this. I mean, it's no Nutella in space, but they rolled out a presidential convoy onto the streets of Toronto to transport their bars into the city. The motorcade featured black SUVs, tinted windows, a red delivery truck, and, of course, Kit Kat flags.
Yeah, but they didn't get a Kit Kat in space, did they?
No, they didn't. And you know what? I'll be honest.
Yeah.
The Kit Kats are still not safe. My children ate all their Easter candy. Rude.
Or did they? So with, yeah, all the things going on in the world, you know how you can bet on anything now? In one of these is Polymarket. And bets on the return of Jesus jumped yesterday on Polymarket. So how are you supposed to collect on your winnings after that, though? You know, that's
KBN.
I don't think it works.